the whole idea of this was founded upon Wilmington not being the poster child of disaster, but being the poster child of the future success.
Taylor Stuckert grew up in this small Ohio town. Despite the DHL layoffs, he sees great potential for Wilmington.
When are we going to identify a point, even a geographical point, even a point in time in which we turn this economy around? I mean, when do we say this is the time to stop?
Both Stuckert and his associate, Mark Rembert, saw this as one of the main reasons they needed to create Energize Clinton County, an initiative to reinvent Wilmington by creating a green economy. Their proposal addresses everything from greening their own community to building green business partnerships and promoting green enterprises. It's a daunting task, and there's little time. DHL will discontinue its domestic operations January 30th, laying off jobs and creating a potentially devastating ripple effect across the community and Ohio's southwest region. Rembert says that the urgency of the situation is exactly why their plans are coming at the right moment.
In the coming months, Wilmington is just going to become another town, which is facing an incredible economic collapse. There's a lot of need in this country. You just got to take it one day at a time. And I think that's one of the assets of working in a small community like this. We are so in touch and engaged with where we are that it's very easy to just say, let's take one more step for Wilmington.
Their efforts aren't going unnoticed. At their first community meeting, the small municipal hall was filled with nearly 100 people, including some from surrounding counties. George Karyanis drove over an hour to be in attendance.
I mean, this is the silver lining out of a very dark cloud. Now they have a chance instead of, you know, what employer is going to be here to give me a job. Now they can decide the future. They can define the future of this community.
Defining green solutions, though, can prove challenging. Energize Clinton County has had to focus on how to differentiate the classification of green businesses. Then comes the very important question of funding. The organization has identified available money to support the initial phases of their proposal, but will be looking to the state and federal government to invest. Ohio may already be poised to lend a hand. Last spring, the governor passed legislation earmarking $150 million in advanced and renewable energy. Brewster Rhodes is the governor's regional director for Southwest Ohio. He sees the potential opportunity for the state to partner with grassroots organizations like Energize Clinton County.
I mean, one of the things that Ohio intends to be is the parts, supplies, manufacturing and supply center, like we are for the auto industry, for the renewable and advanced energy industry. And you make them here, you got to ship them other places. So is there a role for this airpark to be the sort of central logistics and distribution point for renewable energy manufacturing components for the rest of the country?
It's ideas like that that Energize Clinton County is hoping to hear. And that was the point of their first meeting, to share ideas and solidify community participation.
Did you hear that Barack Obama just won his election? I think we can take on anything at this point.
Troy resident John Schlachter expresses his optimism for a newer and greener future. For some, there's a sense that the new administration makes this kind of vision even more possible. But it's not about partisan politics. That's another hurdle for the organization to overcome, selling the concept of a green economy to a relatively conservative community. Wilmington resident Joy Brubaker says she thinks it's possible.
When you're put in a corner and you see something imminently happening, I think people get a little more energized. It tends to be a slow-moving, traditional community, so to see this many people turn out shows a lot of enthusiasm for doing something.
Wilmington City Council member Rob Yanick believes that going green may be what saves this town. He bristles at the negative portrayal Wilmington's been getting so far.
A lot of people, unfortunately, have written Wilmington off, and I hear the terms ghost town and so forth already, yet we just can't sit at home and, you know, ponder our poor situation. We have to pick ourselves up, put our boots back on, and get back out there and fight the good fight.
For many residents of Wilmington, a positive outlook may be another asset that they have to help them on their way. For WYSO, I'm Emily McCord.